You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, a new report estimates that transitioning to dolphin-safe fishing in the habitat of New Zealand's critically endangered Maui dolphin could be done for as little as $26 million. I spoke to World Wildlife Fund campaigner David Tom about the report, and I began by asking about what the report set out to investigate.
So we asked the Business Economic Research Limited to investigate the costs of banning set netting and conventional trawling across the whole Maui dolphin habitat. How much would it cost government, and what could government do to minimise the costs on the wider community?
And so what was the process for finding that out?
So Burl used the Ministry of Primary Industry's own numbers to investigate, it's a desk analysis, but to investigate what the cost would be and how much it would cost government. Found that it would cost government between $26 and $40 million. To support fishing communities in a transition to dolphin-safe fishing.
And so was that the main finding of the report, obviously, but were there some other findings as well?
The report did find that there would be alternative options which could cost more or less depending on whether the government supported the transition or how the government supported the transition.
And so what would that transition look like?
The first step, it would be to ban set netting and ban conventional trawling across the entire Maui dolphin habitat from Maunui Bluff down to the mouth of the Maunui River. That's needed to save a species. Beyond that, we want government to sit down with commercial fishing communities and investigate their precise needs for the transition. This is preliminary research, and more work is needed to be done to work out the precise methods of transition. But the transition would involve moving to best practice dolphin-safe methods of fishing.
And that $26 million figure?
It's expensive for URI, but it's really not expensive for government. It's less than 1% of the government's projected surplus, less than 1/30th of 1% of the government's budget. To put it in comparison, it's less than 330 metres of the Warkworth-Welford Expressway that's planned. It's less than the cost of the flag referendum, and it's less than just 3 years of the ministerial travel budget.
What is it like at the moment for Maui dolphins? How many do we have left?
The most recent estimate of the Maui dolphin population is that there are only 63 Maui dolphins left. They are a national treasure, completely unique in New Zealand, and we're down to 63 surviving dolphins. If people want to add their voice to support our call on the government, they can go to our website, wwf.org.nz, and send a letter to the Prime Minister, Bill English.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.